Will that moment come to me when there will be shivering of the body as soon as I chant Lord Gauranga's name? And after the shivering, while chanting Hare Krishna, when will there be tears pouring down from my eyes? When will that day come when Lord Nityananda Prabhu's causeless mercy is bestowed upon me so that my desire for material enjoyment becomes very insignificant? When my mind is completely purified, being freed from material anxieties and desires, then I shall be able to understand Vrindavan and the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna, and then my spiritual life will be successful. When shall I be very eager to study the books left by the six Goswamis? One has to learn of the conjugal loving affairs of Radha Krishna through the teachings of these six Goswamis. Narottam Das always wishes to understand this conjugal love under the direction of the six Goswamis. Please repeat after me. When will that opportune moment come to me when there will be shivering of the body as soon as I chant Lord Gauranga's name? And after the shivering, while chanting Hari Hari, when will there be tears pouring down from my eyes? This very deeply spiritual song was composed by Srila Narottam Das Thakur. He is expressing his deep longing in separation for the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, and the six Goswamis. Srila Prabhupada was very fond of singing this song. He explained to us that the compositions of Srila Narottam Das Thakur, although written in very simple Bengali language, carried the essence and the import of all the knowledge of the treasure of the Vedic literatures. Today, we are celebrating Sri Gaur Purnima at the temple of Sri Radha Gopinath. I would like to speak briefly. Do you believe? I would like to speak quite briefly about the Gaur Purnima festival that was organized by Srila Narottam Das Thakur in his native place of Kheturi Gram. In today's morning class, we made some effort to describe the original Gaur Purnima festival.
when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared within this world. That festival was organized by the Lord himself for his own advent. Expert management. He created that lunar eclipse so that millions of people would be loudly chanting his holy names at the time he advented within this world. What incredible management that was. We could make so many arrangements, so much propaganda, but can we get millions of people, even the atheists, the smartas, the Mayavadis, people of other religions, can we get them all to chant the holy names loudly to welcome the Lord? But Lord Chaitanya had that transcendental intelligence. Simply by his energies, he had Rahu cover the moon. And throughout all of Navadvipa and the surrounding areas, millions of people were on the banks of the Ganga and within the Ganga, loudly welcoming the Lord, whether they knew it or not, by chanting his holy name. Lord Chaitanya always wanted to go to Vrindavan. On his first attempt, he made a detour route to Ramkeli because Sri Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, who were then Dabir Khas and Sakar Malik, they were writing continuous letters to the Lord, begging for his mercy. Although they had everything a materialistic person could want, tremendous wealth, power, fame, prestige, beautiful bodies, high births, health, they were crying for the Lord to deliver them from that lamentable situation and allow them to take to the renounced order of life and put their full energy into his loving service. The Lord went to Ramkeli, and there he initiated them as Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, along with Anupam, their brother. After Ramkeli, when the Lord was near Kanai Natashala, he did something that astonished all the devotees. He looked in the direction of the village of Kateri, and suddenly tears poured from his eyes. He went into an ecstatic state, raised his arms, and loudly cried out, Narottam, 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 then started running around chanting Narottam, Narottam. The devotees could understand that a great personality of the name Narottam will soon appear in this world because he is being called upon from the spiritual world by the Lord himself. Lord Chaitanya secretly took Lord Nityananda Prabhu to the Padma River and told him that I am depositing my own ecstatic love into this river, and it will be waiting in reserve till Narottam comes to bathe in it. You should make sure that you bring him here at the appropriate time. Now, all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard of this incident. They were all very, very eager to meet this Narottam.
Thakur Narottam appeared in this world just after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had disappeared from the world. He was the son of a king, Krishnananda Dutt. But from his early childhood, he would only like to hear the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and his associates. Although he had everything material similar to Raghunath Das Goswami, he only wanted to escape from home and go to Vrindavan to join the Goswamis. When he was about 12 years old, Lord Nityananda appeared to him in dream and told him to take his bath in the Padma River. As soon as he came close and touched the river overflowed, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared and embraced him. Narottam became so ecstatic with Lord Chaitanya's love. Not only that, his complexion turned golden like Lord Chaitanya's. From that time on, he was always in the great loving separation from the Lord. And one night in a dream, Lord Chaitanya instructed him, go to Vrindavan. He left for Vrindavan town. There, he took the initiation from Lokanath Goswami, a personal associate of the Lord, and was trained in the Shastras by Sri Jiva Goswami in the company of Srinivasacharya and Shamananda Prabhu. After several years, Jiva Goswami sent these three of his pride students to the province of Bengal and Orissa to distribute the Goswami's literature and preach the doctrine of pure unalloyed love. Eventually, Narottam Das Thakur came back to his own village of Khetri. By that time, his father had passed away from this world, and his cousin brother, Santosh Dutt, was the king. Through his preaching, Santosh Dutt became his disciple, and practically everyone in Khetri did the same. Many beautiful instances took place. Narottam Das Thakur was inspired to go to Navadvip to see the place of Lord Chaitanya's Leelas. There he met whichever of the devotees of Lord Chaitanya survived. They were all actually waiting for him. They told him, you better go to Puri very soon because all Lord Chaitanya's devotees are leaving this world to go back to Godhead in separation. So Narottam Das went to Kardaha, met Ishwari, Janava Devi, Veerabhadra, Ganga Devi, the family of Nityananda Prabhu. And after blessing him, they also said, please go to Puri soon. The devotees need you there. In Puri, he went to the various holy places and stayed at the house of Gopinath Acharya. The devotees were so very, very happy to see him. He had the darshan of Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra. Then he went to Tota Gopinath and wept incessant tears of love when he saw the sitting place of Gadadhar Pandit. He went to the samadhi of Haridas Thakur. When he returned to Gopinath Acharya's house that evening, many devotees met him. He fell asleep, and there he had an incredible vision. He saw the Ratha Yatra of Jagannath Puri. There was the chariot of Lord Jagannath
And who did he see dancing in front of Lord Jagannath's chariot? Was Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu with his beautiful, tall, golden form, eyes like lotus petals, nose like sesame flower with beautiful teeth like rows of pearls. His long arms were raised in the air and he was dancing ecstatically with torrents of tears flowing from his eyes. Around him was all of his associates, all those many, many associates that had already departed from the world, the people that Narottam Das Thakur wept in separation because he was not born at a time to see them. There was Nityananda Prabhu, Gadadhar Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, Srivas Pandit. There was Murari Gupta and Haridas Thakur, Vakreshwar Pandit, Swarup Damodar Goswami, Puri Mantakansh, Kolavecha Sridhar, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Suklambar Brahmachari, Sriman Pandit. There was Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Kashishwar Pandit, Govinda, Ramananda Rai, Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya, King Prataparudra. We'll end there. He saw all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya from Navadvip, from Utkala, Orissa, from Vrindavan, from South India. There was Venkata Bhatta, Trimala Bhatta. That Brahmin who read Bhagavad Gita in Sri Rangam. All the associates of Lord Chaitanya were surrounding the Lord, dancing in ecstasy as he was inducing them to chant the holy name. What a kirtan. And all the pilgrims, the people of Puri, the pujaris, everyone was gathered around the Lord. There was hundreds and thousands, millions of people. This kirtan was so deeply emotional with spiritual love that people were beside themselves. Everyone was simply gazing at the form of Sri Gauranga as he showered them with Krishna praying. He saw atheists dancing in ecstasy. He saw people who were lame, who could not walk, dancing in ecstasy. He saw people who were blind, gazing ecstatically and seeing the form of Lord Chaitanya dancing. In this incredible scene, Narottam Das Thakur was standing at the side, quietly weeping tears of love as the holy name of Sri Krishna tumultuously filled the entire universe. Then Lord Chaitanya came right to where Narottam was standing and held him by the hand, embraced him, and whispered in his ear. He said, "My dear Narottam, you are most dear to me. I have a mission for you. Immediately return to Gaudadesh, the village of Kethari. And there I want you to inaugurate a new style of Sankirtan. This kirtan will mesmerize all varieties of people. In your compositions, you should describe my pastimes, my teaching, and my mission. Please have no anxieties. I will personally empower you with my love, with my knowledge, and with my spiritual potencies. Soon Ramchandra Kaviraj will join you as your assistant, and you will make many, many disciples who will be empowered to carry on my mission of promoting the love of Vrindavan through the chanting of the holy names. Please know, dear Narottam, I will always be with you. After seeing how Lord Chaitanya was showering his mercy upon Narottam Das Thakur, all those devotees, the intimate associates of the Lord, they were so very, very pleased. Nityananda Prabhu came and embraced him. Advaita Prabhu came and embraced him. Swarup Damodar embraced him. Gadadhar Pandit embraced him. Ramananda Rai embraced him. And they all, Narottam Das Thakur was falling at the feet of every one of them, begging for mercy. And all of them blessed Narottam. Go to Kethari Gram in Goda Desh and fulfill the wish of the Lord. Then the whole vision disappeared. Thakur Narottam awoke from his sleep and, feeling separation from the Lord, chanted the holy names for the rest of the night. Early in the morning, he went to Lord Jagannath's temple. With folded hands, he prayed to Sri Jagannath Dev for his blessings to return to Kethari to do the work of the Lord. Although the temple of Jagannath was filled with many crowds of people, as soon as he offered his prayer, the garland fell from Lord Jagannath's neck, and the pujari immediately picked it up and placed it around the neck of Thakur Narottam. He understood this was confirmation. As soon as he came to Gopinathacharya's house, without saying a word, Gopinathacharya said, "You should leave for Goda Desh immediately because Lord Chaitanya has work for you there." Taking leave of all the devotees and receiving their blessings, he proceeded. In Srikanda, he met Narahari Sarakar and received his blessings. Then he went to Ekachakra, and Lord Nityananda personally disguised himself as a Brahmin and gave him a tour, a parikram of that holy place, and then blessed him to return to Kethari. When he crossed the Padma River and entered into Kethari Gram, Santosh Das and all the devotees, they greeted him, welcomed him, spent little time with him. And then, in his own secluded chamber, he took rest. A very historical incident took place that night. Lord Chaitanya, the son of Mother Sachi, appeared to him and blessed him with his shower of mercy through his glance. Lord Chaitanya lovingly spoke, "My dear Narottam, I have hidden myself in a storage silo of grains. That silo is full of poisonous snakes. Search the town. Ask the people. When you find those grain storages, have no fear. I am waiting for you in that place. Install me on the altar at the most auspicious time, and have 5 deities of Lord Krishna carved, ready for that auspicious installation ceremony." When Narottam Das Thakur woke up from his dream, he immediately started searching Kethari. He asked people, "Is there any grain silos that are filled with poisonous snakes? And everybody knew, yes, nearby is the village of Gopal, Gopalpur. And there is a very wealthy merchant named Vipradas. He has these silos that are infested with venomous snakes.
Thakur Narottam
immediately went to that place. Vipradas was so honored that the guru, the acharya of all of Khetri, had come to his estate. He asked him, "Do you have some grain storages with snakes in it?" He said, "Yes, they're over there." He said, "I will go." "No, no, you cannot go. These grain storages, many years ago, were filled up with poisonous snakes. Even from a distance, you can hear them hiss, hiss, hissing. I called snake tamers, snake charmers, mystic tantrics. They chanted their mantras, but it only made the snakes hiss louder. There's no way to get rid of them. Therefore, I have written off that whole investment as lost permanently. And I've closed it down. No one can go near there." Thakur Narottam said, "All of your anxieties will be relieved. I will go because I have special work in your grain storages." Vipradas said, "No, no, no." He fell at his feet. And Narottam smiled at him and walked. When the townspeople saw Narottam Thakur walking toward these snake-infested silos, they were screaming and appealing and crying, "No, no, you will die, you will surely die, come back." But Narottam Das Thakur had such implicit faith. He just walked right to the largest of the silos, opened the door, and immediately hundreds of large serpents of various colors filled with venomous poison, they just poured out and entered into the forest, never to return. Thakur Narottam was then in a state of ecstatic trance. He went into the silo, and what did he see when he entered? Beautiful metal golden form of Sri Gauranga with his consort. Narottam touched the deity. As soon as he touched that deity of Sri Gauranga, it was like a thunderbolt of ecstatic emotion just struck his whole body. He was trembling. He picked up the deity and pressed it to his heart in pure unalloyed love. Then he came out of the silo, and to everyone's great amazement, Thakur Narottam, glowing with the radiance of spiritual potency, was holding a wonderful golden deity of Lord Chaitanya. The people were astonished. They were praising Narottam Das Thakur in so many words. He began to walk back to his residence in Khetri, and large crowds of people followed behind him in a procession as he chanted the holy names of the Lord all the way. When he entered into his residence, he placed the deity of Sri Gauranga on a small throne. And then he looked upon that beautiful golden form. His eyes gazed without blinking. The beauty of Lord Gauranga was fully manifesting to him in the form of that murti. And then something unbelievable took place. As he was gazing at the form of Lord Gauranga, he became overwhelmed with an experience that changed the course of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. From his heart, the Lord empowered him to inaugurate the special form of kirtan that Narottam Das Thakur became famous for throughout history. Narottam, for the first time, began to sing in a style, beautiful compositions praising the beauty, the mercy, the pastimes, and the tattva of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When people heard his voice for the first time singing in this way, they were mesmerized. They were beside themselves. People were just charmed beyond their belief. Even the demigods were showering profuse flowers as Narottam Das Thakur sang. And as he sang, the graceful movements of his body, as he danced, captivated everyone's consciousness. It was at this moment that Narottam Das Thakur inaugurated his special mission to the Lord, being empowered by the deity of Sri Gauranga. That is a special deity. It is explained in our Vaishnava Shastras that Lord Chaitanya, just before he took sannyas, personally posed and modeled for that deity to be made in pure gold. Afterward, Lord Chaitanya placed the deity in the river. And somehow, by the inconceivable will of Lord Gauranga, the deity took his residence in that grain silo infested with poisonous snakes as he stood there waiting for his devotee to come to worship him. Narottam Das Thakur then instructed Santosh Dutt and his devotees to make a beautiful temple and kirtan hall for Sri Gauranga. And then he had carved 5 other sets of deities of Radha Krishna. It was the will of the Lord, manifested through Narottam Das Thakur, that the installation day be Gaur Purnima. Nityananda, or Narottam Das Thakur, was planning in his heart the first major Gaur Purnima festival since the departure of Lord Chaitanya from this world. The Lord inspired him to invite all the remaining personal associates of Lord Chaitanya to attend the festival. He instructed Santosh Dutt, who is the king. That king took his entire treasury, whatever was available, to arrange for that festival to serve his Guru Maharaj. He built guest houses for all the mahants, the great souls that would be coming, with wonderful, wonderful accommodation in each room. He built massive kitchens to cook for tens or hundreds and thousands of people. He made big, big storage houses for grains and vegetables and fruits and milk products. Houses full of bhoga. He made wonderful kirtan hall and decorated it so beautifully. Thakur Narottam was so pleased to see his arrangements. But he was wondering, where is Srinivasacharya?
He had not heard from him in a long time. Srinivasacharya was like his Shiksha Guru. He was a senior Vaishnav that Jiva Goswami actually assigned to be overseeing the preaching, even of Narottam Das Thakur. And he accepted that with great humility. He was waiting for Srinivasacharya some message, but because of etiquette, he felt it wasn't proper for him to contact Srinivas until Srinivasacharya wanted to contact him. Meanwhile, the date of Gaur Purnima was coming closer and closer. And as he was thinking like this, a messenger came. I have been sent by Srinivasacharya. He wants to tell you the news. He has just initiated a Ramchandra Kaviraj and a Govinda Kaviraj, his younger brother. They have just been to Vrindavan, where they were blessed by Jiva Goswami and the other great Vaishnavas. And Srinivasacharya and his followers are just approaching the village of Budari. When Narottam Das heard that, immediately he went to Budari. And there he met Srinivasacharya. They began to, after speaking about their various preaching episodes in life and how the Lord was bestowing mercy upon them, they discussed the coming Gaur Purnima festival and the inauguration of the deities. They decided to make invitations for all of the associates of Lord Chaitanya and make wonderful, wonderful arrangements for their satisfaction and all the masses of the people. They discussed all the plans in great detail. That one night, as they were together, before taking rest, Srinivasacharya was in great anxiety because Gaur Purnima was coming up very soon. How to invite the associates of Lord Chaitanya that were living in all various distant lands and expect them to come? It wasn't like you just send them an email and 3 seconds later they get invitations. It wasn't like that in those days. He took rest. Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who wanted this festival so much, appeared to Srinivasacharya and said, "Do not be in any anxiety. All of my associates will be happy to come. Because of my love for you, for yourself and Narottam Das Thakur, I will personally appear with my associates in that festival." Srinivasacharya and Narottam Das Thakur then wrote individual, personal invitations to each devotee. How wonderful. Srinivasacharya, who was a Kaviraj, he wrote each invitation, and there were many, with his own hands, in beautiful decorated handwriting. And the invitation was poetic composition of glorification of the Lord, glorification of that devotee, and the deep desire that he had for them to appear at the festival. It was saturated with love and affection. Then he had about 15 of his devotees dispatched with these invitations to walk and personally deliver them with gifts to each of the Vaishnavas. The most prominent of all Vaishnavas at that time was Janava Devi.
the consort of Nityananda Prabhu. She received the invitation. Immediately, she made plans to go. And so many of the associates of Lord Nityananda who were following her, they decided to all go with her. Miniketana Ramdas, Brindaban Das Thakur, brothers of Goridas Pandit, Parameshwari Thakur, so many. When they were about to leave, Ishwari Devi had a vision and heard the voice of Lord Gauranga. And the other devotees who were going with her also heard it. The Lord said, "Have no anxiety. Go to Kateri for my Gaur Purnima festival. The installations of the deities will be glorious. And because of my love for Narottam Das Thakur and Srinivasacharya, I will appear with my associates in his kirtan." Janavadevi almost fell unconscious, weeping tears, hearing the words of the Lord. They began their journey. Historical journey. They came to Ambika Kalna, where they were greeted by Hriday Chaitanya, the disciple of Goridas Pandit. He brought them to the deities of Gaur Nitai. Janavadevi and all the devotees worshipped those deities with so much love and devotion. They danced and they sang for several days before Gaur Nitai. Janavadevi cooked with her own hands and offered it to Gaur Nitai. And when she told Hriday Chaitanya that she's going to Kateri Gram for the Gaur Purnima festival, Hriday Chaitanya said, "I am coming with you." Then she came to Navadvip Dham. And she stayed for several days at the house of Srivas Pandit. He had already left the world, but his two brothers, Sripati and Srinidhi, they took such nice care of the Vaishnavas, chanting and dancing for several days. And then all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, including the brothers of Srivas, joined the procession to Kateri Gram. Soon they met the two prominent sons of Advaita Prabhu, Achyutananda and Sri Gopal. They heard about the festival. They were longing to go. Ishwari Devi said, "Come with me." They joined the party. They went to Katwa. The prominent disciple of Gadadhar Das, who was the effulgence of Srimati Radharani, his name was Yadunandan Thakur. He was the priest, and after Gadadhar Das disappeared from the world, it was Yadunandan who took care of the deity of Sri Gauranga that Gadadhar Das worshipped at the very place where Lord Chaitanya took sannyas. Janavadevi and the others, when they saw the place where the hair-cutting ceremony took place and Lord Chaitanya accepted the vows of renunciation, they wept in deep emotion. Yadunandan entrusted the care of the deities to one of his followers and told Janava, "I am coming with you to Kateri Gram." They arrived in Budari. And from Budari, the message was sent to Srinivasacharya that she and her party would soon be arriving. Santosh Dutt arranged for beautiful boats to carry them across the river Padma. Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivasacharya, and Shyamananda Goswami, with all of their prominent disciples, were there to greet the Vaishnavas. What an incredible experience that was when all those devotees met together. There was a procession to bring Ishwari and her Janava Devi and her party to Kethari Gram. There they were brought before the incredibly beautiful deity of Sri Gauranga. In great satisfaction, they had the darshan of the Lord and sang in praise of His mercy. Then they saw the other five deities that were carved to be installed. Please listen carefully. Narottam Das Thakur, Shyamananda Goswami, and Srinivasacharya, they entrusted their prominent, most empowered, learned disciples to be the personal servants of the senior Vaishnavas. They stayed just outside their rooms, ready to do any little service that the Vaishnavas needed. Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivasacharya, personally oversaw to make sure every single devotee was given everything they desired. And they had a very comfortable stay. But the word was spreading. And all different people from different villages were coming to Kethari in anticipation of Gaur Purnima. Should I continue? Thank you. The great Vaishnav Mahants were so very, very happy to see the elaborate arrangements being made for this festival. Never in their lives did they see so many people making flower garlands. They saw dozens and dozens and dozens of people grinding sandalwood. They saw massive quantities of bhoga being prepared to be cooked with so many cooks and so many kitchens. They saw the kirtan hall and the temple were so beautifully decorated with every type of auspicious article. The amount of expense and human energy that Santosh Dutta and all the others put into preparing this festival was phenomenal. It was incredible. It was never to be seen. Such devotion Srinivasacharya and Narottam Das Thakur inspired within their followers. The next day was Gaur Purnima. Everyone was talking. A moment seemed like 12 years or more as they waited for the day to begin. The sun rose and everyone was there with great anticipation. Srinivasacharya was entrusted by the senior Vaishnavas to be in charge of the installation. Elaborate arrangements were made. All the Mahants were given special elevated seats. And ultimately, when everyone was seated and all the devotees were assembled, they sent a message to Janava Devi, who then, with great pleasure, appeared. And they had a special asana for her to sit upon. Srinivasacharya then went to Janava Devi, and all of the different senior Vaishnavas fell at their feet with great humility and begged their permission and blessings to perform the installation ceremony. They all blessed him. He placed the six sets of deities on beautiful thrones. Mantras were chanted, and he performed the Abhishek. What a wonderful Abhishek. When people saw the form of Sri Gauranga being bathed in various substance, their hearts were melting uncontrollably.
After the Abhishekam was complete, Srinivasacharya arranged for an elaborate feast of bhoga to be offered to all of the deities. After which, it was time for the aarti. And then Lord Chaitanya personally spoke to Srinivasacharya, empowering him to name the 5 sets of deities. Everyone was very much waiting for this moment. Srinivasacharya proclaimed to all the great senior mahants and the general body of Vaishnavas the names of the deities. This is Balabi Kanta. This is Radha Kanta. This is Radha Raman. This is Sri Krishna. And this is Braj Mohan. Today, they have all appeared along with the deity of Sri Gauranga to bless us by their infinite mercy. The devotees, hearing the names of the various deities in great ecstasy, cried out, Hari Bol. Then Srinivasacharya performed the first arati. When the arati was complete and the resplendent forms of the Lord were glimmering in the light of the lamps, everyone's hearts were enchanted. Then Janavadevi and the Vaishnavas instructed Narottam Das Thakur to lead them in Sankirtan. Thakur Narottam trained his kirtan singers very, very systematically. At the beginning, there was just a pair of kartals. Narottam Das Thakur sang very slow and sweetly. The sound of his voice was so enchanting, so full of devotion, that everyone's hearts were melting. Vrindavan Das Thakur, Sripati, Sri Nidhi, Achyutananda, Janavadevi, they were all discussing amongst themselves. Since the time of Lord Chaitanya, no one could sing like this. It appears that Lord Chaitanya is personally empowering him to sing. His voice is melting our hearts. And the content of his composition is so deep, so meaningful, so full of love. From Srikanda, Raghunandan joined up with Janavadevi in Katwa. He was one of the very intimate personal associates of Lord Chaitanya. When Raghunandan heard Narottam Das Thakur singing this slow, sweet kirtan, he went mad in ecstatic love. He just started dancing and howling. And in his great inspiration, he took garlands and sandalwood pulp and went to each and every set of kartals and garlanded it and anointed it with sandalwood and chanted mantras in praise of the kartals. Then he went to each of the kohls or mridangas and put garlands on it and chandan and offered mantras to glorify the mridangas. Then he went to Narottam Das Thakur and ecstatically embraced him as Narottam Das Thakur was singing. He embraced him. Then put a garland on Narottam Das Thakur and put chandan all over his body. Narottam Das Thakur fell at his feet and worshipped Raghunandan. Then Raghunandan went to every devotee in the kirtan, embraced them, put garland on them, and chandan. And each devotee was falling at his feet in great humility. Janavadevi then gazed very lovingly
upon Narottam Das Thakur. Through her gaze, she infused Narottam Das Thakur with her own Shakti. Janava Devi is Nityananda Prabhu's Shakti.
One can only understand Lord Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu through the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. One can only attain the darshan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. Here is Nityananda Prabhu's compassionate mercy expansion. Srimati Janava Devi infusing her love and power into Narottam Das Thakur. As he sang, the kirtan was developing into deeper and deeper moods. He described the wonderful qualities of Lord Chaitanya. He sang about the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. He sang about the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. The devotees were all literally overwhelmed, hypnotized by his composition and his sweet singing. They all sang together with him. And then Narottam Das Thakur began to sing about Lord Chaitanya's ecstatic mood of experiencing the supreme love of Srimati Radharani. He was singing of the tattva of Lord Gauranga, how Krishna wanted to personally taste the nectar of Radharani's love, and how Lord Chaitanya exhibited that ecstasy in his lila. When he was singing in this way, the mardangas were getting louder, the kartals were becoming more enriched in their devotional sound vibration, and all the devotees were chanting very loudly, overcome with love, as he was singing of Lord Chaitanya's separation from Krishna in Radharani's bhava. The devotees became overwhelmed with separation from Lord Chaitanya. They were, in their hearts, they were just longing for the presence of the Lord. They were crying out as they were singing for the Lord to appear. This was the power that was induced by Narottam Das Thakur's kirtan. When the devotees was just at the crescendo of the heights of their spiritual ecstasies in separation from Lord Chaitanya, before everyone's eyes, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in his beautiful golden form, dancing in ecstasy, chanting the holy name! All of his devotees who had disappeared from the world, they were all manifested before the Vaishnava's eyes, dancing in kirtan. The Panchatattva and the Lord's associates were singing in ecstasy to Narottam Das Thakur's songs. Everyone's hearts was overcome with uncontrollable love of Godhead. The object of all of their worship was now dancing before them. Can you imagine the happiness of Janava Devi to see her long separated husband, Nityananda Prabhu, once again dancing before her eyes? And Achyutananda and Sri Gopal seeing their beloved father, Advaita Prabhu, dancing. Raghunandan Thakur was seeing his beloved guru, Narahari Sarakor, dancing and smiling. Everyone was there.
Lord Chaitanya was dancing with the Chutananda. As Lord Chaitanya danced, he literally showered the whole world with the sweet, graceful ecstasies of his love. Nityananda Prabhu was dancing with his favorite, Narottam Das Thakur. As Nityananda Prabhu was dancing, with every step that he placed on the ground, it seemed like the world was trembling. Gadadhar Pandit was dancing with Srinivasacharya, so very, very beautiful. Srivas Pandit was dancing with his brothers. And there was all the devotees. This kirtan met the crescendo of spiritual happiness as everyone was dancing and singing together. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu came over and embraced Narottam Das Thakur and Srinivas Acharya, whispered in their ears something that nobody could hear. And then, like a flash of lightning, everyone disappeared. To whatever extent these devotees were in ecstasy, seeing and dancing with their worshipable lords, to the same degree, they were plunged in an ocean of lamentation when they disappeared. The devotees were going mad. Someone was just running, crying out, "Swarup Damodar, are you here? Are you there? Where did you go?" Another person, "Gadadhar, Gadadhar Pandit, where have you gone?" Another, "Gadadhar Das, where? Sarvabhoma Bhattacha, Murari Gupta, where is? Where are you? Where have you gone?" The devotees were running in all directions, looking for these personalities, hope after hope. And then they realized they were gone. And they would probably never see them again for the rest of their lives. Everyone fell unconscious. And Janava Devi was weeping incessant tears of separation. When they finally started coming to consciousness, all they could do was just roll in the ground and cry. But Janava Devi, being the perfect servant of all Vaishnavas, composed herself and called Srinivasacharya, Narottam Das Thakur, and Shamananda Prabhu. And she said, "It is now time to celebrate Holi. Bring the large quantity of scented powders, and we will offer it to the deities." Srinivasacharya, Narottam Das Thakur, and Shamananda Prabhu had their associates get large quantities of very colorful, scented, auspicious powders. They put it on the altar, and Janava Devi offered all of them to the deity of Sri Gauranga, and then to Balavikanta, Radhakanta, Radharaman, Sri Krishna, and Braj Mohan. How beautiful was this celebration of Holi? Would you like to hear?
Yeah.
Janava Devi personally sprinkled the deity of Lord Gauranga's body with various colors, powders. And the devotees were cheering in ecstasy to see the Lord enjoying the holy festival. And then she had Srinivasacharya Narottam Das Thakur very gracefully and sweetly sprinkling all the five deities of Krishna and Radharani with the gracious powders. When all the deities had played holi with the pujaris, then all the powders was Mahaprasad. And I think you can guess what happened after that. Janava Devi blessed all those powders and they were distributed to all the devotees. And the devotees lovingly, very gracefully, were sprinkling the powders upon each other to express their heart's love for each other. It was a beautiful festival. The devotees who were just a few minutes before plunged in the ocean of separation now were now smiling and laughing and dancing as they were sprinkling powders on one another, the remnants of Radha and Krishna and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It was a glorious festival of colors everywhere as they all chanted the holy name. When the festival of Holi was performed with such enthusiasm and gracious love, Janava Devi announced, "It is now time, where the moon is rising, to celebrate the appearance of Lord Gauranga." With the blessings of the Vaishnavas, Srinivasacharya brought that beautiful deity of Sri Gauranga, the golden form of the Lord. Should I tell you something else about this deity?
No.
All the associates of Lord Chaitanya who were at that festival unanimously agreed, of all deities of Lord Gauranga in the world, this one looks most exactly like his original form. Because he personally modeled for the creation of that murti. Lord Gauranga was given the celebration for his birthday exactly according to what the scriptures say is to be done for Krishna's Janmashtami. Because the devotees understood that Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself. So they performed the Janmashtami festival for Lord Chaitanya with the same types of prayers and songs and abhishekams. And as they were worshiping the Lord like this, the devotees were singing beautiful songs about the appearance of the Lord and his wonderful childhood pastimes and his pastimes of drowning the world with love of God through the chanting of the holy name. They sang about Lord Chaitanya's incredible pastimes of tasting the sweetest rasas of Sri Radha's love. That ceremony went for some time into the night. And when the ceremony of Lord Chaitanya was complete, the Maha Arti was performed, Narottam Das Thakur continued the kirtan. Devotees were singing and dancing ecstatically until Mangal Arti. They didn't have these laws in those days. Stopping kirtan at 10 o'clock. They went through the whole night as everyone thunderously, with sweet emotions of love, chanted the holy names. The great Mahants were discussing amongst themselves, what a wonder. Due to Narottam Das Thakur and Srinivasacharya's love, the Lord appeared before our very eyes and danced with us. After the Mangal Arti, all the devotees returned to their rooms to take their bath. And then it was announced that Janava Devi was going to cook a feast for the deities and personally serve it to the devotees. Janava Devi, with her own hands, so humble, she cooked, with many assistants, a wonderful large feast. That feast was offered to Sri Gauranga, Vallabhikanta, Radhakanta, Radharaman, Sri Krishna, and Braj Mohan. The lustrous forms of these deities enchanted everyone's emotions. Then there was the aarti. But you could well guess what everyone was really looking forward to. The prasad cooked by the hands of the Shakti of Nityananda Prabhu. She sat them down and personally, along with Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivasacharya, Shamananda, and other senior-most devotees, she served all the senior associates of Lord Chaitanya with her own loving hands, and then arranged to serve her prasad to the ordinary people and the other devotees. After Achyutananda, Sri Gopal, Miniketana Ramdas, Vrindavandas Thakur, Miniketana Ramdas, all these devotees were sitting together. They just kept eating more and more and more. Actually, these devotees ate more prasad than they ever ate in their lives. And they were saying to each other, Achyutananda said to some of the other devotees, "We can't stop eating." Because the love of Ishwari Janava Devi is infused within this prasad. The sweetness is more sweet than nectar. And who knows if ever in our life we will ever get Janava Devi's prasad again. So let's just keep eating. Can you imagine what that tasted like? Then Srinivasacharya said to Janava Devi, "You've been up all night, you haven't eaten anything, please take prasad." She said, "No, I will serve all the servers." She insisted and served the servers. They said, "Please, please take prasad." She said, "No, now I will serve the servants of the servers." And after everyone was personally served by her arrangement and her loving hands, then she sat down and took just a little bit of Mahaprasad. In this way, Gaur Purnima was celebrated in Sri Khetari Gram, the first major Gaur Purnima festival in the history of the world. I would like to read something to you. His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, left the holy place of Vrindavan. He went to Sri Mayapur Navadvip Dham to take the blessings from his Gurudev Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur at his samadhi. And then on Friday, the 13th of August, 1965, he boarded the Jaladuta cargo ship from the King George shipyards, the docks in Calcutta. Srila Prabhupada spent little time in Butler, Pennsylvania, and then lived alone with no help, no support of any kind in New York City, Manhattan Island. He appealed to God brothers, well-wishers, and friends to support him. But they considered spreading Bhagavad Gita and Bhakti in the West is impossible. So nobody really made any efforts to help him in any substantial way. The most help he got was someone sent some para from Mathura and a mridanga. That was it. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur wanted the Gaudiya Math to be united to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. Come! The opportunity is here. But Srila Prabhupada was relentless. He wouldn't give up. I would like to read what is here written in his own handwriting in his diary, dated Sunday, the 6th of March, 1966. Sunrise, 6:30. Sunset at 5:53. Moonrise, 5:28. Full moon, 8:46 p.m. Today, whole day passed at Monroe Ananda Ashram. In the morning, there was kirtan, and it was very much appreciated. Return from Monroe at 6 p.m. Talk with Mr. Majid of Tehran, Iran. Interested in spiritual rejuvenation of the world. Took lesson for more than 1.5 hours. According to the Mayapur Panchika, today is Adivas day of Gaur Purnima. Devotees at Vrindavan and Navadvip are enjoying the celebration. I am here alone, without any devotee companion. But I have come here to serve the Lord and not for personal happiness. I am prepared to live in hell even, if I am able to serve the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted that his mission should be propagated all over the world, and that is my objective. I do not mind the inconvenience personally felt. And then Srila Prabhupada initialized the statement, ACB, in his own personal diary. Yes, it appeared that there was no hope by any material observation that anyone was prepared to help him or that he could do anything substantial in America. But he persevered with complete faith in the holy name, the order of his guru, and the desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Exactly 1 year from this entry in his diary, in 1967, on Gaur Purnima, Srila Prabhupada celebrated it in his newly opened center in the Haight-Ashbury district in San Francisco, and Shyam Sundar Prabhu was present at that time. This morning we heard of the first Gaur Purnima festival in the world when Lord Chaitanya appeared. We heard the first Gaur Purnima festival after the Lord's disappearance at Kethrigram. And now we are going to hear from Shyam Sundar Prabhu of the first Gaur Purnima festival ever celebrated in the Western world. By the mercy of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Please do not leave, because there will be many eternal auspicious benedictions you receive by hearing this story.
So, what was the date that you just read, that letter from Prabhupada's diary?
March 6, 1966.
So, only 1 year later, Prabhupada had
He was alone with no one, while all his god brothers were celebrating wonderful, wonderful festivals with kirtan and deities and katas and such nice satsang association.
So in one brief year, Srila Prabhupada planted the seed of Krishna consciousness in America, that by 1 year later, 1967 March, there were probably 30, 40 devotees. And those of us on the West Coast, where Prabhupada was staying at that time, in March 1967, San Francisco, the word came down from Srila Prabhupada that we were going to have a special day of fasting and kirtan in memory for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We didn't really have any idea who this Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was. Quite frankly, we scarcely knew who Krishna was. Prabhupada had only just arrived among us a couple of months before. So we had very little idea yet who even Krishna was, what to speak of this mysterious fellow named Mahaprabhu, who was apparently an incarnation of Krishna, Radha and Krishna. We weren't sure how it all worked, but all right, whatever Prabhupada said, we were ready to do. And he said, first of all, that we had to stop eating the night before. No food. No one had ever done this before. We had our small storefront on Frederick Street in the Haight-Ashbury. And we gathered in the morning. From morning, it seems that there was a copy of parts of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, some Xerox portions or something like that. There were some texts that they were reading that day about Lord Chaitanya that we took turns reading. We passed around the room and devotees would read from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, but I don't recall whose translation or what it was, which portions. All I remember is that I didn't really understand much of it at all. And Prabhupada wasn't there. He was living up the hill about two blocks away on Willard Street, which was a steep hill ran up from in front of the temple about two blocks. Prabhupada's house was up there on the right. He lived up on the second floor of a two-story old Victorian mansion. So we began to chant, take turns chanting and reading, chanting our beads for a while, then chanting kirtan, then reading some more. And long about noon, everyone began to get very hungry and very antsy, we were all young men and women, and full of energy. We wanted to do something. So someone suggested that we take the instruments and take them outside and go up the street and serenade Srila Prabhupada in front of his, from the sidewalk, from the street in front of his house. Maybe he would hear us up there. So we grabbed we didn't have even a mridanga drum. We had a drum with two sides, skins stretched over a tube around someone's neck, and a couple of sets of kartals. And that was all, small finger type kartals, nothing, no big ones. And off we went up the street, a few of us, not all, but a few of us bolder ones, because we were very reluctant to leave and go out on the street, chant Hare Krishna in front of all these people. Don't forget, we didn't have in those days robes or dhotis or kurtas, anything like that. No shaved heads. Everyone was wearing their ordinary clothes. Even tilak, we had tilak in the temple, but most of us were a little bit shy about even wearing it outside on the street. People would look at us very funny if we had these white painting on our face. But in a group, it was all right. There was enough of us to overcome the embarrassment, and off we went up the street. And we stood out in front of Srila Prabhupada's apartment and chanted loudly at the top of our lungs. And soon his servant, Upendra Das, came to the window, and he He opened the window and reached out and went like this. And so we all thought, oh, okay, Prabhupada doesn't like us singing out. We've made a big mistake. We left the temple without his permission. We've done something wrong. We stopped singing and slumped our shoulders and started walking back the street, down the street to the temple. And suddenly Upendra came up behind us. He dashed down the stairs, ran down the sidewalk, and he said, no, no. He said, come on, come on, come on. Prabhupada wants to talk with you. He was doing this, which in India means come here. But in America it means go away. So we went back upstairs and sat with Sri Prabhupada, and he was just glowing, gleaming with pride and enjoyment seeing us having kirtan out on the street. And he said, so Lord Chaitanya has planted this seed in your heart. Without my instruction, you have begun the first Sankirtan in America. So we're following, it seems like from what you were saying earlier, we're following an old tradition. Visions and things implanted in your heart and all these things, they happen in Krishna consciousness by magic. So we all left Srila Prabhupada's quarters very happy and went back down to the temple. And from that day on, we started having Sankirtan in the streets of San Francisco. It was just the rest of the afternoon was easy to get through after that. And when we drank the... Malati's got some more stories about this than I do. I don't remember much about the water. The fast breakfast water was mixed improperly somehow. It was horrible. We tried to drink. Prabhupada had given the girls instructions to mix lime juice and this and that, but they didn't hear him properly, and they mixed something else. It was awful. But anyway, that was the first Gaur Purnima in San Francisco. I guess in the Western world. I don't know if they had one in New York prior to that. I guess not, from what you were reading. That was the first one.
We began in September of 66. In the summer of 66, we started
doing. Yeah, yeah. Also, I think this is a good time to get back at Radhanath Goswami. It's my turn now. he sits up there and he's always praising all of the sannyasis and other older devotees who are sitting with him or sitting in the room and saying such nice things about them. But every time he says, Shyam Sundar, da-da-da-da-da-da, I feel like crawling under a rock. So now it's your turn. You people...
It's time for Arti now.
You devotees, I don't know whether you realize how fortunate you are to have Radhanath Goswami in your presence like this and be constantly here and being able to hear him talk and speak and lead you in your Krishna conscious life. It's a very, very, very rare opportunity. There are hundreds of sannyasis in the Krishna consciousness movement at this time, and I just know personally that there's no place else I would rather be than in the company of Radhanath Goswami. He's a total inspiration to myself and other older devotees, because we can see that he's carrying on in such a pure fashion the true wish of Srila Prabhupada. His purity and his enthusiasm are unparalleled anywhere in Krishna consciousness. And I come here often and I pray to be in his companionship and presence just to get a little bit of that light destined on me that shines around him. So I hope you will all feel that special blessing that you have to be with Radhanath Goswami and utilize it more and more. It's a very, 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 very special and unique position for you. Thank you very much. Should I just keep going?
Maharaj, would you like to speak about Lord Chaitanya tomorrow?
I can speak a little bit about Lord Chaitanya and then I can speak about you too.
Because we should have Archie soon.
So what shall I do?
You could, tomorrow, during the Sunday program.
I'm leaving tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning?
Yes.
We'll speak.
How many minutes do I have?
Well, the RT, we should end somewhere around 10, the RT, because the law, we can't have amplification. So a few minutes.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshakarine. I just wanted to tell a little story.
Please.
About Lord Chaitanya.
Please.
Which have a special significance. At least for me, because I'm preaching in Russia.
You should sit up here.
Okay.
We say in the West, seeing is believing. Seeing is believing.
So we know that in Ramakeli, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu proclaimed Prithivita Chayata Nagaradigram Sarvatra Prachara Hoide Moranam, that my name will be sang and chanted all over the world, in every village and town and city on the surface of this earth. He said Sarvatra. And of course today we are celebrating his appearance day also because of this reason, that his movement is now spreading all over the world. And I wanted to tell a little story which has a special significance specifically to the preaching in Russia. And when you hear this story, you will understand what is the connection between the story and Russia. So the story goes like this. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned from Gaya, and when he started his Sankirtan movement in Navadvip, once after the night full of kirtan, full of celebration of the holy name, he decided to stroll in Navadvip. And he started walking through the streets of Navadvip, and few of his followers were there. And he was so beautiful, his beautiful curly hairs were flowing on the air, and he was drunk with the sweetness of the holy name. He was chanting, and his arms were raised, and he was swinging back and forth, and his devotees were following him, and he was going. And at one point, he went far, far away in one district which had a bad reputation. Usually people of a noble birth would not go to this district, because in this district, only drunkards would go. There was a special wine shop there. I don't know if it's a shop or just a place where people would get drunk. Navadvip is a very merciful dam. All the desires are being fulfilled there very easily. So to get wine there is also very simple. To just get some khajuri ras, some date juice, and you know, by the noon you already have wine. In other countries You have to endeavor very strongly, you know, to get the wine. There, it's free. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srivas Thakur behind him and few other followers, they went there. And all of a sudden, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smelled the smell of wine. You know, it was very strong. And immediately he entered into the mood of Lord Balaram. And he became really ecstatic. And Lord Balaram, we know, in Chaitanya Lila, Lord Balaram is Lord Nityananda. And he is the best preacher. He is the preacher who is preaching the holy name all over the world. And as soon as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smelled this smell, disgusting smell of the wine, he entered into the mood of Lord Balaram and he started crying and yelling. He said to Srivas Thakur, "Srivas Thakur, you go there. You go to these people who are drinking wine now and give them the holy name." And Srivas Thakur, he paid obeisances to Lord Chaitanya and he started begging him, "My Lord, if somebody like me just feels this smell, just when the smell enters the nostrils, it's enough to lose the caste. You know, I'm a brahmana. I can't go there. You know, no noble people go to these places. You know, I can't go. I can't mingle with these people." And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he became even more ecstatic. He said, "If you don't go there, I will go there. I will go there myself and I will give them the holy name." And then Srivas Thakur started begging him. He said, "My Lord, please don't go there. Because first of all, some people will see it as a good excuse to go to this place regularly. They will say, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there, I can also can go there. That's a good idea for them." And some other people, who are even more foolish, they will start criticizing you. They will say, you know, "Lord Chaitanya went to this place where only drunkards are there. And you are the father of religion. Of course, you are totally independent. You can do whatever you like. And I cannot stop you, but I beg you. And if you go there, I tell you, I will go to Ganga and I will drown myself." And Lord Chaitanya immediately, he changed his mood and he said, "Srivas, I'm your servant. I'm sold to you. Whatever you say, I will do. If you don't want me to go there, I will not go there." And in the meantime, they're talking in front of this place where the people are getting drunk. And people inside, they hear the voice of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they look through the window, and one is looking and he's saying, "You know, look, Nimai Pandit is here. Look how beautiful it is." And another one said to him, "You know, I like Nimai Pandit. He's so nice. He's almost as drunk as we are. There's a lot in common with us, you know. He's always drunk. We are drunk, you know." And another one said, "Yeah, Nimai Pandit is a good guy, you know. I really like him." So they were looking. And with so much feeling and love, they're looking at Lord Chaitanya. So all of a sudden, they decided to exit the house, to enter to the yard. And Lord Chaitanya is there on some distance. And all these people, they entered and they started chanting, "Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol." And they were chanting and chanting, "Jai Narayan, Jai Narayan." And Srivas Thakur, he looks at this scene, you know, and he started crying. And he said, "Oh my Lord, now you gave your mercy, even without entering this, you know, place, you gave your mercy. You gave the holy name to these people. The whole scene was totally transformed. These people who were drunk, who were degraded, who were lowest of the men, they were chanting and singing and dancing in complete ecstasy." And Lord Chaitanya, he said, "Very good, very good." He was very happy. So the connection between this little story and Russia, I think, is obvious. In Russia, people also like to drink wine. They're also more or less of the same category, of the lowest people. And Lord Chaitanya, he came to give his mercy to everyone and without any discrimination. So he came to elevate everyone. And without his mercy, actually, there is no hope. There is no hope for the world. I'm sure there is no hope for India even. India is degrading so much. Every year when I come here, I see how rapidly the India is losing the spiritual culture which used to be here, in one sense. So Lord Chaitanya came to give his mercy. And his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, as his eternal servant, he started this mission on the West. And his idea was to start it on the West, to bring it back to India, and then in this way give everyone in this world a chance, give everyone in this world some hope. And today we are celebrating this glorious event of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. And today we should be very, very grateful to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for his mercy, because his mercy is freely being poured on every one of us. And we have to be extremely grateful to Srila Prabhupada, who brought his message to every one of us. And we have to be very, very grateful to all of his followers and disciples who are sacrificing their lives to give this knowledge to every one of us. And as I was ordered by Shyama Sundar Prabhu, I should speak a few words about Radhanath Maharaj. I am only doing it because Shyama Sundar Prabhu ordered me to do this. And he already said that we should actually cherish every moment of association of such a great saint as His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. Because it is said in the scriptures that every moment which is spent with the sadhu can give all perfections in life. And we have this rare opportunity to hear him speak, and with his sounds of his voice, his purity and his dedication, his devotion enters into our hearts. And there is nothing more valuable in this world than what we can get from the association with him. Thousands and thousands of people, millions of people all over the world, they're being influenced by his purity and his dedication and his sacrifice and his, you know, his very nature. So there is no words to express his influence. He is the true follower of Srila Prabhupada, and his only desire is to give this rare gift of love of God to everyone. And for this, he is ready to die millions of times. So much and so strong is his desire to give this love of God to everyone that we can see personally how much personal sacrifice he gives and how much of his life he gives to everyone. It's an amazing quality of his that he is ready to give himself to everyone, no matter who he is. You know, he's not giving a part of himself. He is giving himself completely, totally. And this is what makes him so dear to every one of us and to so many people in the world. And because he is so genuine, because he is so pure, and because he is such a true follower of Srila Prabhupada, the effect of his preaching is being felt practically by everyone in this movement and by many, many more people outside of this movement. And I'm sure that many, many thousands and millions of people will get blessed by his association. So I can only join Shyama Sundar Prabhu in his praise of Radhanath Maharaj. And I can also say that I personally was saved by him. he always praises me, embarrasses me, but I can say that I'm alive only because of him. In the most difficult time of my life, he came to me, and by his personality and by his kindness and by his mercy, he literally saved my life, which was totally scattered at that time. So I take this opportunity to express my eternal gratitude to him and to confess to all of you that I'm nothing. I'm just a little drop of his mercy, and only because of this drop of his mercy poured on my heart, I'm still alive and I still can do something. So thank you very, very much. His Holiness Radhanatha Maharaj ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.
You definitely went over time, Maharaj. Thank you for your great kindness upon me. Great personalities like Goswami Maharaj are always trying to encourage little people like me somehow or other. Thank you. Let us, from our inner heart on this holy day, pray for the mercy of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Patita pavan hetu tava avatar mosamo patita prabhu na pai bayar. Thakur Narottam taught us this mood of approaching the Lord. You have come to deliver the most fallen, but there is no one more fallen than me. So please shower your kindness upon this insignificant, unqualified soul. Let this be our prayer, and that we may ever imbibe the essence of his teachings. Trinara Bisunichena Taror Ibasihishmana Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahada. That we may in our life genuinely offer our heartfelt gratitude to Srila Prabhupada, who has revealed Lord Chaitanya's mercy and teachings in our lives. By sincerely endeavoring to follow his instructions in the spirit of the servant, of the servant, of the servant. Let us bow our heads and offer this sincere, heartfelt prayer at the lotus feet of the Lord. Thank you very much. At this time, we will celebrate perhaps the most glorious aarti of the year. Sri Gaur Purnima, Gaur Aarti. Let us worship the Lord by dancing with great joy and loudly crying out his names and glories.